Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading this Ian and Catherine podcast from the archive. If you like what you hear and you want to get a more up-to-date edition of the show, why not head to www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. That's www.patreon.com/Ian and Catherine. And there you'll find a paywall package to suit your pocket. There's loads and loads of content on there. We've been doing this for a while, so we can guarantee you maximum bang for your buck. Or punch for your pound. Or yeet for your yore. I know. I'll stop.
Nice chat with our friends Keith and Kemda yesterday from Keith and the Girl, and it was nice to see them, and we had a lovely chat with them, and they gave us a few ideas, and one of the ideas is first of all, if you want to come have Domino's at my house with me and Catherine, you can, £1,500. loads of people have gone, what the fuck, and I've kind of partly done it as a joke. I've done it as a joke. But if anyone wants to, yeah, come and do it. I'll pick you up from there. Did you see the picture of the house I put up, Catherine?
No, I haven't seen anything.
All right, let me... you'll have to look on the YouTube stream if you can. Right, I will show people the picture of my house that I've put up, right? And so I put this over here. And so this is the house there. See, I don't know if you can see that there. That's the house I put up if you want to come and have... you see it?
No, not yet, but I'm chuckling at the thought of it. I'm imagining what you might have put. Hang on. Where are we?
If we're lucky, we can string this out for the whole show.
I can't find the link.
For what? The YouTube?
Oh, Tuesday 19th. Okay, I know.
No, we're Wednesday 20th.
Are we?
Yep. Oh, I just sent it out again.
Sorry. I'm making light balls in this. FFS.
All right. Well, I think I put a picture up of a stately home. And loads of people have gone, nice house, dude, but why would we pay? You've obviously got a load of money. Why would we pay to come to that?
I mean, people.
It's not actually, I mean, I've got a nice house. I'm lucky, but it's not that, you absolute melt. I've added other stuff, other merch, new and imaginative merch is up for grabs on the website. Including, where is the shop? So including, you guys, you're all 666s and above, so you're going to see the live show on the live stream. But people who aren't can buy a digital ticket to the live show. What you won't get and what people can buy is a backstage ticket for the show.
I'm sorry, I can't find the links at all.
Okay.
This could be a... Ah, no, here we go.
Here we go.
Sorry, Harsh,
you get to choose the pizza. I pay for the pizza. You get to choose the pizza. You can buy backstage pass for the show, so you get a link to the backstage digital stream. Come and have Domino's. Why have I put an apostrophe there?
Oh, mate.
Is it because it is just it's Domino's, isn't it? It's not. Is it Domino Pizza or Domino's? It's
Domino's.
Pizza? Is it Domino Pizza?
No, can Domino's.
So where should that apostrophe be at the end?
I think it might be all right. Hang on.
No, what?
Does Domino's have an apostrophe in?
This is awful. Can you do the backstage bit in Person of the Night? No. Maybe we should just £50.
Hell no. I'm not having you listening while I go to the toilet, perverts.
Then
it's got an apostrophe. It's all good.
Okay, good. Thank God for that. Now, we're also selling signed copies of the Here's the Thing book. There we go. Signed copies. And Catherine, here's what we need to make, because I put it up already. Here's the Thing audiobook read by us.
Okay, we could do that.
So we need to actually record that at some point. So that's what I learned from Keith and the girl, is to sell audiobooks. That was my takeaway from yesterday afternoon's chat. Mm. So that's
Debbie says, can we buy a slice of pizza and sit in the garden? Nope. Would that be slightly cheaper? Hell no. This is not fun, you know.
We won't go. Hell no. Nope. I put it up there expecting. My tongue is very firmly in my cheek with that one, because I know that people get pissed off if you say stuff. Look at this, outrageous. So it's kind of tongue in cheek. If you want to do it, you and four friends, you and four friends, split this, five friends, split the cost. Split the cost, and we can do it. So that's that. I'm struggling to warm up, Catherine. Give me something. Give me that ting.
Give me that ting. All right, let me give you something. What can I give you?
Black bra.
I'm supposed to be going out tomorrow with lovely Kate Garner. We were supposed to be going out for a lovely lunch, but Everything's up in the air. Do you know, all I can give you is moaning. All I can give you is moaning. I'm so fed up.
Imagine, you've paid for this. You've paid for this. You've paid to see two people battered by circumstance and empty. You've paid for two empty shells. Nelly says, how much for driving past your house, waving with the window open and throwing potato wedges into my past mouth? That's £1,000. David says, sing Bad Boys.
What you going to do?
For 30 seconds and you'll be boiling hot. Is the song Bad Boys written especially for the theme tune for Cops, or were Cops making the show and thinking, what is the common thread? Well, they're all quite bad. Actually, think about it. They're all boys. Is there? Have a look online. Is there a song like it's got like Bad Boys, Naughty Men?
They've got there's a Gloria Estefan fan one. No, crook, not hard enough.
Crook Guys. Is there something?
Naughty Boys.
Naughty Men. Have you ever got Naughty Men? No, that doesn't sound... no, let's get back. Bad Boys is good. It's Bad Boys is good. But who wrote... Right, Bad Boys song. Let's find out the history of it.
Don't be lured into the Miami Sound Machine one.
People also ask, who sings Bad Boy, Bad Boy, what you gonna do? That's by a group called Inner Circle.
Oh, they're the ones that did... But girl, I want to make you sweat.
Is it? So that they are not. So sometimes they're bad boys, but sometimes they're also generous.
Sometimes,
moistening up a lady
around the armpits. Yes.
Here we go. We're in Rolling Stone magazine. Bad Boys. The writer of the Cops theme song wishes you knew more than the chorus. Unlucky. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Maybe you should have written some good verses as well as a catchy chorus.
Okay, in 1988, reality TV producer John Langley was plotting out his next show. He said, I like boys and I like bad things. So I just put, it seemed natural to put the things together. And I call it Bad Boys. No, I heard the song and I said, that's it. That's the song for the show. More than 30 years later, Bad Boys, which was re-released in 1993, it doesn't. It's, the stuff it's telling me is boring. So this group have been around for a long, long time. Mm. You can't hear that, Catherine. Trust me, it's great. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you want? Those fucking bad boys. I wonder if we can do a little bit of cheeky magic here.
I should have done Sabrina. You're right, Paul Twist. I should.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. This is how the show is opening on.
People never believe how easy it is to make a Squarespace site.
This is how it's opening on December the 12th. What you want? What you gone? What you gonna do? Don't know. I don't know the verse, so we'll just have this playing in the background. And as soon as it gets to the chorus, I'm diving in. At the moment, it's all tell me what you're gonna do. What you're gonna do?
I'll wait.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had bad traits. bad traits was the proposed title for the song. Bad traits. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? So it was originally going to be called Bad Traits. But you chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. Now he's chucking it on the brother and the sister.
That's bad.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna... See, I'm now hearing the... bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? See, I now know more of the verses, and they're shit.
That's why no one knows them.
And they're short. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? And it's bad boys.
Are we ever gonna find out?
We're not even halfway through the song, and it would appear that the verses are nothing. They're absolutely, absolutely nothing at all. Oh, man. Oh, bad boys, bad boys. And look, we didn't get flagged up for a copyright strike.
They couldn't be bothered. They knew it was the bad boys.
It's the bad boys. If you do the Beatles boys, you get flagged up and you get blocked. We got blocked yesterday because we played if you played 20 seconds of the Beatles.
Yeah, that you vaped over.
Yeah, yeah. Amy says, but do we ever find out what we're going to do? Well, it's not up to Inner Circle, the group. It's up to the bad boys. He's asking bad boys.
This is the problem with bad boys. They've not thought of the consequences. They don't care. They live for today.
John Harris. Big boy, big boy. What you going to do if Ian goes on holiday and you need a poo?
Well, what
they sometimes do is they do it on my beanbags. And that is not a euphemism. They do it on my beanbags. Imagine. Imagine such a thing. Jeez.
Willow curled one out on my duvet once. I thought that was rude.
Cats. Boots and cats. See me in my boots and ting. So today's show is already come off the rails and is a car crash. And why would you want to watch this shit? If you don't want to watch this shit today because we're so miserable, can you still leave, you can just go and turn the sound off, but can you just leave the window open so the numbers don't drop? Because that would be even more demoralizing, you know, if just go down because we're both so miserable. So please feel free to mute us, go away, but leave this window open so that the numbers stay up, please.
I think we should play some chilled music like some of my favourite YouTubers are doing at the moment. I
mean, what is that? Day. What is that? Are they just playing long, music all day?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you can get streams where it is just chill vibes, 4 hours.
I can't hear what you said then. You went so high-pitched that...
Did they whack that one on and bugger off?
Please take this. Please don't leave this at my house anymore.
What? Okay.
Please don't leave that at my house anymore.
Why? Are you finding it too raunchy?
I can't stop touching myself.
I don't want to touch it if you've been touching yourself reading that.
Well, but it's not the same. It's not like I've got my cock
on it. Like a debris on it.
I don't want my cock on it. It's my hand, a clean hand. I always clean up before and after. What did I watch yesterday? So I finished. Oh, I finished Serpico. Then I tell you what I watched last night. Glengarry Glen Ross.
What's that about?
That is acting.
Two Glens.
Everyone in it is. It's an acting masterclass. Everyone is acting in it. It's the most intense acting you've ever seen in your life. Great cast.
Any bravery?
No. It's not about bravery. It's not about penises. It's about the words. Al Pacino drops the C-bomb twice. I'd forgotten. It's good.
Super rude in American, isn't it?
Yeah. Particularly in about 93, I think this came out. David Mamet wrote it, starring Kevin Spacey, Al Pacino, Jack Lemmon. Mwah! Jack Lemmon is great in it. It's got the guy in it. It's got Jonathan Pryce in it.
Right.
But by the way, ask me. I've worked out who the best actor in the world is. We'll come to that in a second. Jonathan Pryce. It's got the two guys. Let's try and work. Let's not Google it. Let's try and remember their names. Okay. So, no one in the chat. Don't Google it. If you know it, you can tell us when I've described it. So, the guy there's an actor, right? He's an American. Oh, right. So, who played Inspector Clouseau, Catherine?
Peter Sellers.
Right. But there was one Inspector Clouseau film, not including the Steve Martin ones, one Inspector Clouseau film in the 60s where it was not played by Peter Sellers. And the film was just called Inspector Clouseau. Mm-hmm. And it was this guy, Alan somebody. It's not Alan Alda. It's Alan, an old actor. Russell Dean's got it. Alan Arkin. Arkin's in it. And then there's another guy in it. Oh, I'm going to Google him. I can't not Google this guy. IMDb. Glengarry Glen. It's acting. Everyone is acting. So it's such intense. Alec Baldwin's in it. He's good. He was great in it. Glengarry Glen Ross. Ed Harris. Edward Harris. It is a great film.
What is it about though?
Salesman.
Oh.
Salesman. It's about salesman. And it was so good, actually. It was so good. It was a play. It was a Mamet play. And it's based on, have I got this right? It's based on the documentary Salesman. Now, have you seen that, Catherine?
No.
Fucking hell, it's so good. Fuck the Maisels brothers who made Grey Gardens. Have you seen Grey Gardens?
No.
Holy shit. They made Grey Gardens. They did great documentary. I saw it at the cinema once of the Beatles' first visit to America, the Maisels brothers. And they did this documentary called Salesman from, right, well, there's a like an easy listening version of Yesterday playing in one of the things. So it's got to be 65. Black and white film about Bible salesmen going door to door.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. And I think this is what it was based on. Let me see if we can find the trailer. Whenever I have two keyboards in front of me, I always go for the wrong one. Salesman, let's see if we can find the trailer. It is a... I've got the box set. Oh, right. I'm going to share my screen. I've got the box set of Maisel's Brothers Doc somewhere. Oh, my God. It's so good. This is like, you know, within living memory. My mum was alive at this time. And it's like looking back on the 1800s. It's insane. And there's one called The Gipper. If I'm remembering this correctly, there's one called The Gipper. And that was the character that Jack Lemmon was based on.
Right.
We're going to share this screen. I can't. Right. Can you keep an eye on the chat to let me know that they can see it and hear it, please? Because I'm going to share this big. All right. No, hang on. Now they can't see you.
It's all right.
No. We need to. Hang on. Let's get out of here.
I've broken my jeans this morning like you did.
You did
not
what?
Not quite in the same place. Broken my jeans.
I thought you said you pooed your jeans like I did.
No, I've got like a bit of a Samantha Fox thing going on. But they're old.
Don't, because that's confusing information, hearing that coming from your mouth. That is confusing to me. Bad boys, bad boys. Right, so what we're going to do... Oh, well, I'm going to share my screen. And I want that. Share. I want that. All right. And then we're going to share the sound. I've learned. Share sound. Okay, so this is the trailer for Salesman. This is such a great film. Can you just check that they can hear us and let me know if they can't? Here we go.
The designer and theological consultant on the books that we sell.
That's the Jack Lemmon character, I'm sure of it. That's the Gipper.
Dr. Melbourne I. Feldman, PhD, the world's greatest salesman of the world's bestseller.
All the men look like Murray Wilson, guys.
So it gets heated and C-bomby about selling stuff.
I don't think there's any sea bombies bombs in this.
Okay.
In the Mammoth, there is, but
there are many people who know the Bible. There are many people who can quote from the Bible. But you're somewhat different. You know the business. Be very proud of your position. Stop thinking in terms of Bible peddling. Because I'm confident that once you realize what you are doing for others, you in your own esteem will rise so high, not with conceit, but in humility.
This is the Alec Baldwin speech from it, with less F-bombs. This is incredible. Wow.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So these are all Bible salesmen. This is it.
Knowing that you have the privilege and the power to be of service to others.
Wow. Oh, I'm watching this today.
Johnson, church sent me around. Let me slip my foot inside your door. Set my suitcase down. Get something for you.
Oh, God, no. Shut the door quick.
All alone.
Good friend, the Bible salesman. I'm coming, coming, coming.
Oh, what a great picture. It's such a good film.
I'm going to make $35,000 this coming year.
And I expect to make $50,000. Do you think the dollar a day would really hurt you? I wouldn't want to place it if you couldn't afford it.
No, I don't think I'd better commit myself.
So a lot of it is then bullying housewives into buying a Bible on the Never Never. A dollar a day, you're saying there. And she's like...
For the rest of your natural life.
She's the Jonathan Pryce character who buys this like condo or buys some land. And then the next day comes in and goes... I'm really sorry, but I need my wife. We've got 3 days to cancel. And Pacino's going, forget the 3 days. Forget the 3 days. Come on, what's going on with your wife? Why are you unhappy? It's great. Here you go.
Wow.
Hi, you call me tonight. I don't understand very well English.
Oh, God.
Now, we got a job to do, and I don't know more excuses. You know, geez, now we come down here to work. Get out there and hit up.
I'm your good friend, the Bible says, but I'm coming for to carry you home.
We eliminated a few men.
Jesus is the A in salesman.
Wow.
Jesus is the A.
Not because we were mad at them. Not because we didn't like them. Not because we didn't need the few sales that they made. But it's a question of the sour apple spoiling the barrel. I want to go on record. And I want to tell you all. The next man that gets off base with me, I'm going to tag him out.
Wow.
Oh. It is, I'm going to be honest, it's just see the little bit at the end. No, that's it. It's bleak. It's a bleak old film, guys. It's a bleak old film.
You sure you want to watch that today?
Maybe not today. I wonder if it's on Amazon Prime. The Maisels are so good. It's like that proper, is it cinema verite where they just don't do anything? No, they're just there filming. I don't know what verite means. I don't know why I said that. But they're just there and they don't interfere. And they're just there filming everything. And I mean, that Beatles thing is great. Grey Gardens is I struggle with Grey Gardens. It's bleak. I wonder if it's on the Maisels. No, it's not on Amazon Prime. I could watch that. But so that's my recommendation for the day is go and watch the Maisels.
I haven't watched any of those things. I keep meaning to look at Grey Gardens. It comes up every now and again in conversation. It's one of those ones like, oh, all right, yeah, I must watch that. And I really must, but I've just never
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. You know, it's brilliant. And it is a great film. I don't need to see it for a little while. It's hard work. You know, you're seeing some real severe mental illness. It's bleak.
Oh, man.
It's bleak, but it's great.
Again, maybe not now. But...
those goddamn raccoons are in the ceiling again. You know, there are actually raccoons in the ceiling. But so Glengarry Glen Ross is what I watched. And today, my sister's here. Hello, my sister. Grey Gardens is heartbreaking, but brilliant. Yeah, it's incredible. Salesman is... I've got a Maisel's box set somewhere. I wonder where that is. I'll have to dig that out. Izzy watched Knives Out last night. Have you seen that? That's a good film. Daniel Craig and Captain America, I think it is. It's a good film, Knives Out. I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought. I've worked out who the best actor in the world is. I've got it. For a while, I thought it was Bruce Willis. And it may have been Britain's greatest actor, Bruce Willis. Well, why don't you throw some names in the chat as to who you think the best actor is in the world? Working right, probably this very second, probably working.
Thomas Hanks.
Sensible answers only, please.
I think Tom Hanks is good.
He's good, yeah. He's good. Christopher Lee says Viper. Shane Ritchie says Lonely God. Paulsford says De Niro.
Don't be silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not Jack Whitehall now. Ladies and gentlemen. I present to you the greatest actor of all time. It's not Ann Dowd or Philip Seymour Hoffman or Will Smith. Ralph Fiennes is the greatest actor of all time. Think about it before you comment, Catherine. Think about it.
Ralph Fiennes.
I refuse to... It's spelt Ralph. Think about it. Let me give you some thinking time. Before anyone goes, oh no, it's bullshit. Just think about everything you've seen Ralph Fiennes in, and oh, my computer's crashed.
Don't
say anything. Just think about it. Everyone, think about everything you've seen Ralph Fiennes in, and then we'll talk about it. Here we go. Just think about it.
Thank you.
Go. I'm loading immersive view, but I don't know what that means. Sometimes just now? Something. So, what do you reckon?
I'd like to hear your evidence.
Okay. I will do that. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
It's a great part. It's a great film.
Played by anyone. Name anyone else that could have played his part.
I mean, some similar whippity man.
Whippity. With the humour, the wit, the strength. All right, give me another film that only he could have played. Schindler's List. Now, I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing he's really, really good in it. Am I wrong? Schindler's
I know
List.
Why. You're I saying... know why. I've just realised why.
Why?
Because he's like the modern Christopher Plummer.
Well, Christopher Plummer's still doing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he was doing... he got to take over a lot of parts, didn't he, recently?
Okay. The Butler in the Lego Batman movie.
It wasn't him.
Yes, it was. In the Lego Batman movie, he was the butler.
Was he?
He was Alfred, yeah.
Well.
Okay. Not a spoiler, but I was watching the Bond film, right? And he plays M in it. And I was thinking, there's a lot of violence and a lot of sexy stuff, but actually the language is very clean. Until Ralph Fiennes goes, oh, for fuck's sake, in the middle of Bond. And I thought, oh, that's so delicious. He's brilliant in it. The trailer for the King's Man, the new movie in the lowbrow trilogy.
It made another.
It looks great. He is. I've seen his Coriolanus. I haven't. It's just a thing. It's got the word "Made in Manhattan."
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's a
awful.
Great film. That's a great film. Quiz Show.
Is he a romantic lead in that? Because I can't see that.
I'm going to watch Quiz Show today. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to watch Quiz Show today. That's my movie. That's my movie of the day is Quiz Show. I'm watching that because my bro, Ralph Fiennes is in it.
I'll tell you something where he was miscast.
Yeah, well.
They did Wuthering Heights. Juliette Binoche was Kathy and he was Heathcliff. And I'm afraid he's not Heathcliff.
I just dropped a pen on the floor.
I think you're distracting now from the fact that I've just laid an ace on the table.
I've just dropped a pen on the floor and I can't find it. Here's the thing. Okay, so you don't like the casting director of that movie. Okay, can we get back... Can we get back to talking about Ralph Fiennes' acting ability?
I appreciate the casting directors of the other movies.
Okay, let's talk about his acting ability. No one is better. He's the best actor. It's not even up for debate.
Okay.
Nelly says, wow, didn't know that about the Lego Batman movie. I'm now convinced.
What do you think, Yoko? Exactly.
I think he's the best. I think he's the best. He's the greatest actor of all time. And every time he's on screen, I go a little fluttery and I think, what a great actor. From the Fiennes dynasty.
Yeah. You can't say acting because one of them, his toes fall off for a living. So that's not acting. That's real life.
That's real life. Should we put the link for the Zoom into the... If I've got it. Is that it? No, that's not it. That's my secret. That's my secret. Invite. Copy invite link. If you want to come and join us, you can. You can come and join us.
He was in the Avengers as Steed. You're right.
He's great. He's great. He's a great guy. So today... Oh, I'm 10 months clean and sober today. Thank you very much.
Hooray!
Indeed.
That bell. See, now it's gone quiet again. What's going on there?
maybe my... Well, it will go quiet for you. I can understand it going quiet for you, but I can't understand why it will go quiet for the boys and girls at home, because there's a limit. There'll be a limiter on you. His real name, his full name, Ralph Nathaniel Twizzleton Wickenham Fines. I love it. Here's our very own Ralph Fines.
Girls at home, because there's a limit.
Hello,
Alistair.
Hello,
are you live? Have you clicked live?
No. Yes.
The conversation I'm hearing is from like 20 minutes ago.
What do you mean?
Pardon?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the I'll turn that off.
Mute your feed, please, caller.
I'm just getting me stand on, Ian. It takes me longer to do things now. I'm getting on a bit.
Alistair's getting a stand on. I'm worried about regional variations.
I've just come back from surgery. They've taken my blood. Oh, shit, me back.
They've taken your blood and your shit.
I've got sciatica at the moment.
Oh, jeez.
I had the ambulance out yesterday for, I don't know, silly reason, really.
Well, silly reason. If you felt you needed an ambulance, then it's not a silly reason.
Well, no, I was sort of persuaded by 111 to get one, because I was given the symptoms of the sciatica, but I thought, well, why is it going up as well as down? You know, and they said, well, you know, if you've got neck pain and it's across your shoulder, maybe we should get you an ambulance, because they were thinking heart. But when the ambulance men came round, they were really nice, and I said that I used to be a bell cheese and assaulted two of their colleagues, and they said, did they deserve it? But, they were lovely.
Well, if 111 said you should call an ambulance, then you did exactly the right thing. You know, I know 111 is an imperfect service in many, many ways. Their imperfection is not your responsibility. They said call an ambulance, you called an ambulance, did the right thing. And who knows, maybe, well, you being able to say that to those ambulance workers is, you know, possibly, well, it's definitely part of an amends to that institution and to those people that you were rude to.
Yeah. I wrote after, you know, in my steps process, I wrote to the, the patient service people. You know, you normally make complaints to them, but I wrote a letter saying, I want to thank all of your colleagues that dealt with me when I was such a bell cheese. And she passed that on to the ambulance people. So I did, But anyway, rather than go into that, I just want to try and cheer you two up, because...
Here we go. We're in.
So I thought I'd sing a song.
Holy
shit. Oh, okay.
And it's a song that was sung...
Steady on.
Made famous by two singers. Olivia Newton-John and John Denver.
Oh, okay.
Take me home, country roads, to the place I belong. West Virginia, dee, 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 dee. Dee, dee, dee. Dee, dee, dee. There you go.
I can't say Virginia on this show.
Who's Dee Dee?
Thanks, Alistair.
Always good to when you hang up. Thank you, Alistair. That's very kind. What are you doing for the rest?
Congratulations on your sobriety as well, mate.
Thank you, man. I wonder if there's any meetings I can get a chip. Although I feel like fucking shit. This is awful. And I'm sorry everyone's just sat here watching this misery. What do they call it? I don't like the phrase pity party, because I think that's bullshit. But this kind of... fucking hell, man. What shit world we live in. Anyway, thank you, Alistair. What day is it today? Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
I've already decided that if I win, like, a whole lot of money,
Yeah.
Then I'm going to make a major investment in the show.
How? All right, this is great. How likely are you to win a whole lot of money? Where are we on the whole lot of money winning scale?
What are you playing?
I do the postcode lottery.
Well, I've seen the adverts for that, yeah.
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing my bell. Is that postcode
lottery?
That woman
that sounds like Sue from Sooty and Sweep. You could win big on the postcode lottery.
It's the woman that they've chosen to do that. I'm sure it's because she looks a bit like Carol Vorderman.
Yeah, Ersatz Carol Vorderman. Yeah, completely. Yeah.
But what I was doing the National Lottery, but I found it feeding into my gambling addiction because I was kind of spending too much for, you know, the potential return on it. So I was like, you know, maybe getting up to like 20 quid, 20, 30 pound a month, which is like, you know, ridiculous, really. But this, I thought, well, look, this will, you know, I'll have some way of winning something. And it's restricted 10 quid a month. Forget all the rest. Hello? Hello?
Oh, dear. Well, it's good that you listen to yourself and you know...
Sometimes. Bone digger.
Oh, dear.
Can I ask you a question, both of you a question, please?
You can ask us anything you want.
Is there anything in the next few days that you can look forward to? Like, that's what I try and think. Oh, I'll go out today for a little walk, which is, I know, you know, it's just that, but. You know, you're going to see your friend tomorrow, Catherine, I heard you say.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can go now because I've got to stop in and wait for these results. This is the thing, it's like...
Oh, Mr. Beginning, have you got the coronavirus?
No, my youngest got sent home from school yesterday with a headache. And I think it's because she's been, frankly, arsing about at bedtime.
Come on, and... click that. Just that. That's good.
Coronavirus.
I can't take it anymore.
Anyway, so she had this headache. She got sent home and they said, because we're sending so many kids home at the moment, three in her class yesterday, could you get a PCR test? So even though we've done lateral flows and everyone's negative here, so negative, that we went and did a PCR test last night, but now we've just got to sit and wait for that result to come in, which should happen today. But she ain't got it. I'm no doctor anymore, obviously, because I got struck off, but she hasn't got it. But obviously, now that we've engaged the process, we've got to see it through. So I've said to my friend tomorrow that it'd probably still be on, but I'll give her a shout. You know, I didn't want her to. And it's just that, things like that.
Oh, hang on.
Things like that keep happening, Alistair. I have things to look forward to and they don't happen for some reason. And it's getting on me tits.
I am sorry to interrupt. I'm trying to find Nigel's coronavirus song on my computer so I can edit it down to...
Coronavirus.
So I typed in coronavirus and this has popped up. This is like the Beach Boys' Smile. Hang on a second.
It's a coronavirus. You mustn't go outside now. It's a coronavirus. You must stay indoors now. It's getting very dangerous to go outside the place. It's a coronavirus. You must stay indoors.
And yet...
It's a coronavirus. You must stay indoors.
And yet that man would not stay in.
What other people say. They say you can go outside, but you must stay in. It's a coronavirus. Stay indoors, everyone, please. Stay indoors, everyone, please.
I forgot there was a second coronavirus song. And from that, I'm going to clip.
Stay indoors, everyone, please.
That's a bit of a DJ thing at the end, isn't it? Scratching.
But where is the other one?
I don't remember that, but it's in the same tune that you always used to do for everything, isn't it?
He has a downbeat one and he has an upbeat one. And that is so that is going to be Stay Indoors, Please. So I'm going to have that. I need to find where the other corona. You guys chat while I try and find the other coronavirus.
Oh, my computer. You know what's going to happen, Alistair. We'll get to something really deep and meaningful, and all of a sudden Nigel will pipe up with, for God's sake, take it away.
Well, here's the thing, Catherine. I know you want to go out and see your friend tomorrow, but...
Stay indoors, everyone, please.
Why?
Coronavirus.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I've got to try and find where that is on my computer. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I'm doing an escape room with the boys, and then Catherine, if you're allowed out, we're going to take the kids to.
There's something.
Milkeen's Food Village.
Where we're going to eat the villagers.
It's one of those places where it's like round the world buffet, and I was telling Kim yesterday. He said, "Have they got sushi?" I said, "Well, let's have a look at the menu." And I went, "Oh, they have Chinese food. Yes, they have." Sushi, yes. They have fish and chips, yes. They have curries, yes. Every single one. So there's something.
That's Sunday. All right. Okay. I can hang on till Sunday. Then I'll give life another go.
I once saw a girl, or should I say, she once saw me.
What is this?
I once met a girl, or should I say, did she greet me?
I said hello. Hang on. Hang on a minute. Here we go.
I once saw a girl, or should I say, she once saw me.
Okay, so there's seeing going on. What happens next?
I once met a girl, or should I say, did she greet me?
Did she greet me? I met a girl, or did she greet me?
No, did she?
Hang on, here we go. This is fucking... I remember this.
I said hello to this girl, and she said hello to me.
By the way, this is the sound of someone thinking. These two noises.
I asked where I was. She said, "You are in Athick Wood."
I asked where I was. She said, "You are in Athick Wood." I mean, yes. Oh, so we have to hear that again. I apologize. Come on.
I asked where I was.
She said, You are in Athick Wood. If anyone can learn this for December the 12th, and perform it on stage, you will win £5.
He then smiled at me. Yes, this is my Norwegian word.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, you thought we'd finished? We're only just halfway through.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry, let's go back a bit. Hang on, sorry. Here we go.
He then smiled at me. Yes, this is my Norwegian word. I said to the girl, "Oh, it feels so good.
I said to the girl, "Oh, it feels so good." Oh, yeah.
I said to the girl, "Oh, it feels so good."
Is this that? It feels so good. This, like, you know, David Bowie would write songs in the 70s by just cutting up words and throwing them on the floor and then picking them up. I think this guy is doing this.
Do you know what I hear? I hear a man with no teeth in. It sounds like my granddad. Yeah.
So good. She smiled at me now. Yes, you are here, Norwegian.
Okay, yeah.
I started to smile and she beckoned me forward with her hand. I walked to the girl and she said, "Now please take my hand."
Oh, cheap.
I said, "Please, is this magic here in Norwegian?" She smiled and she offered her hand and she gave me a kiss. I said, "Excuse me, but my pockets are lonely, miss."
said, excuse me, but my pockets are only a miss.
She smiled
just checking no one spiked my brew.
And she gave me a kiss. I said, excuse me, but my pockets are only a miss.
Wow, that is some song, right? Can
I ask a technical question?
Please do.
Why is it Norwegian, by the way? Why did they talk about a Norwegian word? Why didn't they talk about an English word?
Exactly, mate. Exactly. That's why. When I voted Brexit, I was expecting that song to be changed.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.